back. In the book of John, chapter 5, verse 14, Jesus spoke to a man that had been sick for 38 years. This fellow had been sick for 38 years. Jesus comes to him and says, "Hey, you want to be healed? Huh? You want to be healed?" "Well, every time that the angel comes, somebody always jump ahead of me and they can't be healed. That's why I'm here for 38 years." "I know you're here for 38 years, you idiot. This is not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you if you want to be healed."
That's right.
"Well, you know, as I said, I want to be healed, but I don't have nobody to take me to the pool. And usually when the angel shows up, I'm far away and somebody just jump ahead of me." Jesus said, "Pick up your bed and get up and walk." And he picked up his bed and got up and he walked. He was healed even though he didn't want to be healed. Good God Almighty. This shows Jesus' determination to heal people. Even when they don't ask for. You see with me, right? So sometime after, Jesus found him in the temple. And Jesus said to him, "See? You have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." Sin no more. What does it got to do with never go back? Jesus was basically saying, don't go back to a sinful life. Because if you do, things are going to be worse than what it was. The change, you know, the challenge is to change and never go back to the old way that we had. We have to break that old habits, those old habits that may be causing us to sin. How many of you could testify that there are things in your life that you did since you were a child, the same thing, and you keep doing this time and over again, year after year? Anybody here? Well, there's a few honest people around here. If those things are not causing you to be sick or delaying your spiritual development, it's okay. Although I think you should spice up, spiritually, your life. But when we have habits that are not healthy, and God gave us a break, don't go back to it.
Preacher, I don't understand what you're saying.
We have to get out of the old ruts. Everybody knows what's a rut, right? We've got to get out of the old ruts. It doesn't work. This dude was sick because he sinned. He may not have realized that. But now Jesus came to him and said, "Hey, see, you made well. Don't sin anymore. Don't go back that old junky life. Otherwise, something worse will come to you." One time in Florida, this guy used to be a church goer. I don't want to call him a Christian because he wasn't a Christian. He was a church goer. And he went to church all his life. Every Sunday. What's wrong going to church every Sunday? Nothing is wrong at all. But make it something meaningful. Don't go just because you go. If you come to church every Sunday because your grandmother taught you to go to church and you come because you have been going to church every Sunday, you're miserable. I'll tell you this. I come to church because I love to be in the presence of God. I love to be in the presence of God's people. You know, that gives me a great joy when we are together here. I look forward for the time when we are together as brothers and sisters. Every time we are together, whether I'm preaching or listening, I always get something out of this. Are you following me so far?
Yes.
Now, we develop some habits in life that they end up being bad habits, or habits that can even cause us to be sick. There is a woman that used to come to our church here and there. She shows up. When she grew up, her family had a pig farm. And they used to eat raw pork meat. I said, you've got to be kidding me. He said, no, and it's delicious. I said, get out of town. As a result of this, the bacteria that is in the pork start growing within her. It came to the point that medicine can't kill it anymore. And as a result, she starts aging fast. Can you pray for me for God to kill these bacteria? God can do it, right? Right. Can you promise that you're not going to eat pork, raw pork? Or don't eat pork, period, anymore. Why? If God kills it? I said, are you insane? Come on now. So we agree. We prayed. There was a relief on the symptoms. Then the lady left the church. She's attending somewhere else over in Reisterstown, the town of Reisterstown. Lo and behold, 6 months ago, who's coming Thursday? Wow, haven't seen you in a while. Yeah, how are you? I haven't seen the new temple. Da, 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 da. Yeah, we're doing great. By the way, can you pray for me? I said, uh-oh. What do you mean, uh-oh? I said, it doesn't sound right. So what should we pray for? That thing is coming back again. Which thing? You know, you pray once, like 5 years ago, for that. I don't remember what I prayed for 5 years ago. You kidding me? You know, we used to eat pork and. Oh, it's coming back. Yes, and it's coming back with a vengeance. I said, all right, we'll pray. Now, please tell me that you didn't go back eating raw pork, did you? Well, not really. I mean, not like before. But, preacher, it's so good. I said, I can pray as much as I want until I have calluses on my knees. It ain't going to happen. You've got to make a decision that you can't go back to that garbage. That thing is causing you to be sick. The person was getting old so quick that they start taking Botox, whatever that is. I heard that some kind of injection to make you look young. Now, Botox is make this poor soul looks worse than anything else. Folks, we've got to break those old habits. Are you with me here?
Yes.
Jesus said, make sure that you sin no more. Otherwise, something worse will come upon you. Are we together so far? God wants to see change in our lives. And in order for that to happen, we must never go back to the way things were before. So what do you mean? Well, you used to be sick. Yes. And you got prayed for. Yes. And you got healed. Yes. When the symptom comes, don't give in. What? Yeah, don't give in. Fight back. Well, Pastor, I know, but it's so hard. Can you pray for me again? I can pray for you a gazillion times. But it got come here. You've got to come to that point to understand, hey, it's enough of this nonsense. And as you're going to be seeing a little bit later, you got to fight back. Well, has been 3 months you have not stand up on the prayer line for the same thing. You're feeling good. You prayed for. You got healed. And then all of a sudden the symptoms start showing up. And instead of fighting back, you panic, you give in, and you go right back to what it used to be before. Am I talking to somebody here? Are you with me so far? Perhaps you have been hanging around the wrong crowd. And then you got away from them. But one day, all of a sudden, you start to miss their company, their cursed jesting and their dirty mouth and laughing and the jokes, you know, that you used to do before. It was filthy, but you miss it. Or you forget how filthy it was. You just remember the laughter. Wake up. Don't go back. Because if you go back to those relationships, according to the Bible in the book of Proverbs 26:11, it's just like a dog. Listen to this. As a dog returns to his own vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. You had some company before and you enjoyed them and the dirty talk and the dirty jokes and you laugh a lot, and then you got saved, or you got delivered, set free. And one day you wake up, all of a sudden you miss the laughter. You might forget that it was dirty talk. You know, when we go back to that kind of stuff, something worse can happen. Amen. It's just like a dog returning to his own vomit. How disgusting it is. If you want to see how disgusting it is for us to return to old habit, try to picture in your mouth watching your dog vomit, walk that side, come back and lick out that vomit again. Are you with me so far? This is how disgusting it is for us to go back to that old stuff. It may not be dirty jokes, but you used to have a friend before you got saved and delivered. Very sweet person, very nice friend. But that person is always negative. It's the kind of people that can't speak nothing positive. They're always looking to the worst side of everything. Yeah, anybody here know somebody like that? And then for a while you got away, and oof, it was good. But then one day, oh, I miss Lori. I'm missing Lori so much. And then you pick up the phone and call Lori. And then you settle to meet at Panera Bread. On the day that you sit down, you go, achoo! Lori says, you're catching a cold. You know? No, I'm not. And then all of a sudden, your nails were not well done, and the people in the salon just eat up a little and said, what is it on your nail? You're getting a disease right in there. It's just like going back and licking your own vomit. So you're saying that I shouldn't go back to Lori anymore? Well, you miss Lori, pick up the phone. Lori, I've been thinking about you and I'm praying for you. Buy a card with some nice positive verses and send it to Lori. Are you with me here? Amen. There are some people that have the ability to see sickness in everything that you do. Good Lord. Stay away from me.
Well, preacher, why would I do that? Well, the Bible tells us in Exodus 23, 25, and then 26, the following. Worship the Lord your God instead of going back to old habits, to old companies, instead of going back to old diseases. This is ridiculous. Who's going to go back to old diseases? Well, you just felt a symptom and said, oh my God, I'm sick again.
No, you're not. Fight back. So what do I do? When this thing starts showing up, rebuke it in the name of Jesus. You stand on your ground and then you start worshiping your God. Are you with me here?
Amen.
Some people, you go to the doctor and you get a bad report and then they fall apart. What happened to the healing? I don't know, but the doctor said I... What? Never go back to that nonsense.
Hallelujah.
Instead of being bent out of shape, instead of despairing, worship the Lord your God. And His blessing will be on your food and your water. And Jesus says, and I will take away sickness from among you. Are we still together here?
Yes, we are.
Never go back, please.
Amen.
Please. Please. Never go back. Maybe it's a bad eating habit. Well, when I was an unbeliever, I used to eat this. But now pastors say, I cannot eat that. Well, have you been sick since you stopped eating? No. But I have a craving to eat it. Did you know that 72% of diseases, curable diseases that comes through our body, comes through the food and through the water? Did you know that? Google it when you get home. Major illnesses that come through food and water. You'll be shocked with the list that comes through food and water. Jesus is saying, instead of going back to that life of complaining, of misery, instead of going back to that sinful life, instead of going back to that bad eating habit, worship the Lord your God. And once you start worshiping the Lord of your God, the blessings will come upon you right away. And I'm going to make sure that I bless your water, I bless your food, and I will take the sickness away. Let me give you another simple example. Somebody that we know, some of you know the person, was weighing 325 pounds. And this beloved soul was a McDonald's junk. Junkie. On the way to work, stop at McDonald's and pick up breakfast. At work, break time, cross the street, McDonald's lunch. On the way back home, stop at McDonald's to get dinner. And the person just kept growing, growing, growing. We were talking about health eating, and the person said, I need you to pray for me to break the yoke of McDonald's. We did. For 6 months, that soul stopped going to McDonald's. And try to exercise, eating veggies and whatnot, the person dropped 100 pounds in 6 months. One day, they had a new opening for a McDonald's and they put the thing, you know, the little flavor on the meat, and it's coming through the chimney, and this soul said, Pastor, I have to confess, I couldn't resist. The smell was on the air. I said, okay, and I walk in and I get a double Mac something, something, something. I said, is that one, that's the little one? Yes. And a gallon of soda? Yes. And a pound and a half of potato fries? Yes. And what happened? I couldn't resist. On my way back home, I stop again. And I'm back on McDonald's diet. Said, all right, you know that something worse is going to happen, right? Please don't say that. Said, I didn't. Jesus said. The person now has liver disease as a result of the junk from McDonald's. I'm not saying that McDonald's food has poison, but it's too much junk. Are you with me here? God promises that when those cravings come, when you're bombarded with that stuff, instead of giving into the craving, worship God. Are you with me here?
Yes.
Worship God. Lord, I bless your name. And I thank you because I'm free from McDonald's. I'm free from Burger King. I'm free from Wendy's. Popeye's, not other junk joint. In the name of Jesus, I worship you. And then you start singing, I worship you, Yeshua. Or whatever song is on your head, right? On that moment. Start worshiping God. But please don't go back. It's not God's desire for you to go back. Instead, worship God. And when you start worshiping God, not only will you be set free from that stuff, but according to Malachi 4:2, something. No, give me 26. Don't we have 26? And none will miscarry or be barren in your land. I will give you a tell your neighbor, God wants to give you a full lifespan.
God wants to give
a full lifespan. Are you with me here?
Yes.
Don't go back. Why should you cut your life short by going back to the junk? Are you following me?
Yes.
Don't go back. And when we do that, Malachi 4:2 tells us that even the sun will become a healing agent in our bodies. Read it with me. But for you who
revere
my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. And you'll go out and leap like calves, relief from the stall. When we revere God, when you worship God, when you revere God, even the sun, you know, the sun out there will work as a healing agent. Are you with me so far? Let me close this thing out before you all fall asleep. It is very easy to forget what you hear here today. It's going to be very easy to forget what God did for you a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago. But we are exhorted in the Bible, in the book of Psalms 103, verse 2-3, to keep these things in mind. The third scripture I gave you spoke about praising God. Is that right? The second one spoke about revering God. This one here goes back to praise. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits. What does it mean? That means that when you worship God, when you praise God, when you revere God, there are benefits in worshiping and revering God. Praise the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits. Who forgives
all
your sins and heals some of your diseases. So you've been prayed for, you've got healed. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. He heals all our diseases. Fight back against the feeling of going back to the old life. So, preacher, what do I do when I feel like this? Call for help. Psalms 30, verse 2 tells you to do that. You know, you want to go back to that old stinking life? Psalms 32 tells you, O Lord my God, I call to you for help and you healed me.
Amen.
So when the old symptoms is coming back, are you with me so far? When the old symptoms are coming back, you call for help. You go on and say, Lord, help me. And when we call for help, the Lord will heal us. But please, never go back. Well, preacher, you don't understand. I have had a lot of trouble in my life lately. That's all right. It's okay. God never promised you and I to have a life free of trouble. For a matter of fact, Jesus said, in this world you shall have affliction. Is that right?
Yes.
And when troubles come to our life, it doesn't mean that we have to go back to the old lifestyle. At least in the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verse 19, it tells us, a righteous man... Y'all didn't hear it. A righteous man... But... Whenever the troubles come, whenever the tendency to go back comes, don't go back. Trouble is not a mean to take you back to the old life. Actually, it's a way for God to connect with you. So you're saying that God's going to make me sick to get me close? I never said that. I just said that you're going to have life in trouble whether you like it or not. Whether you're Pentecostal, Baptist, or whatever you are. Troubles are part of life. But whenever the trouble comes, it's an opportunity for us to look out for the deliverance that God is going to provide for us. It's a way for God to show us, hey, boys and girls, I'm still doing what I promised you to do. Are we together so far? Say with me, I will never go back. I will never go back being sick. I will never go back being depressed. I'll never go back to the junk life.
I'll never go back to the junk life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.